You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn. Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great day. Welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, episode 10. Intuitive Awakening, Learning to Trust Your Inner Guidance with Clarity. I'm your host, Kim Dunk, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerlin Point, New South Wales, Australia. And today I want to talk to you about something that so many people experience during a spiritual awakening, but often struggle to fully trust, and that is your intuition. Quiet inner knowing, feeling in your body, that sense that something is right or not right, even when you can't explain why. For so many people, awakening begins with their intuition opening. You might suddenly feel more sensitive, notice more signs, synchronicities, sense energy differently, or feel drawn towards certain people or paths. But at the same time, you may also question yourself constantly. And this is one of the biggest struggles people face. How do I know if it's intuition? I think intuition is often misunderstood. People sometimes imagine intuition as something dramatic or mystical. But most of the time, intuition is actually very subtle. It's that quiet knowing, a feeling in your body, a sense of clarity, or a pull towards something or someone. Intuition is not something else outside of you, it's already within you. And the challenge is not learning how to get intuition, it's learning how to hear it more clearly. So many people struggle to trust their intuition because for most of their lives, they were actually taught to trust logic over feeling, other people over themselves, external validation over that inner knowing. And if someone has experienced trauma, emotional overwhelm or instability, they often become disconnected from their own inner guidance. When nervous system doesn't feel safe, intuition can become harder to hear clearly. And this is why the earlier weeks of my Awaken and Anchor program are so important. Because before we fully open our intuition, we first need to create safety in the body, emotional awareness, grounding and self-trust. Fear and intuition can sometimes feel similar, but energetically they are so very different. Fear often feels urgent, loud, overwhelming, repetitive, or anxious, whereas your intuition feels calm, quiet, grounded, and clear, even when the message itself feels uncomfortable. Fear warrants certainty. Intuition invites trust. Fear tends to spiral, where intuition tends to land more softly. And the more regulated your nervous system becomes, the easier it is to recognize the difference. For me, my intuition developed slowly over time. It wasn't like a switch suddenly flipped overnight. It was working through the healing, grounding, doing breath work, awareness, learning to trust what I felt, that my intuition became clearer. And one of the biggest things I learned was that intuition rarely screams. Most of the time, it whispers. You may notice signs your intuition is opening, such as heightened sensitivity, stronger gut feelings, vivid dreams, synchronicities, seeing other people's energy, or feeling emotionally drained in certain environments. And this can feel overwhelming at first, especially if you don't understand what's actually happening. Awakening doesn't mean becoming less human. It becomes becoming more aware. So, how do we strengthen intuition in a grounded way? First, you need to slow down. Intuition is difficult to hear in constant noise. Create moments of stillness. Meditate, even if it's just for a few minutes a day. Second, ground first. Before trying to receive guidance, breathe, regulate, and reconnect with your body. A dysregulated system can confuse fear with intuition. Thirdly, notice your body. Intuition often speaks through the body first. Pay attention to expansion, heaviness, tension, numbness, or ease. Fourth, stop seeking constant validation. You know, one of the biggest intuition blockers is constantly asking everyone else what you should do. The more you trust yourself, the clearer your intuition becomes. And finally, practice small acts of trust. Intuition strengthens through ease and through use. Follow a feeling, trust a gentle nudge, and notice what happens. This is why intuition comes at this stage of your journey, because now your body feels safer, your emotions are more supported, your awareness is stronger, and your system can receive the guidance more clearly. So if you take anything from today, let it be this. Your intuition is not something you need to force. It's something you need to learn to reconnect with. And the more grounded, present, and safe you become within yourself, the easier it becomes to trust what you already know. You are not disconnected from your intuition. You're simply learning how to hear yourself more clearly. And that changes everything. And that's why this work comes with the intuition comes in week 10 of my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And if you'd like any more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, that's enough for me today. I think we should look and see who our first caller is. Who have we got here today? Kathy. Kathy from Wyoming. Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
How's your day been, Kathy? Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. Very interesting. I was just wondering if you would have anything from my dad.
No problem. Let's see what we can see if he's any messages for you. I'm going to shuffle some cards and see if we can get a message from him through that way for you. Let's see what we've got for you. First card that's popped out is the Queen of Earth. Generous, practical, gracious. You have the ability to make anything more beautiful. The love of family and home. Say, be practical about how you proceed. Any ideas what that might be for you?
Trying to be more practical in my proceedings?
Yeah. It's also saying take a sensible approach.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. I've just been like cleaning stuff out of the house, getting rid of stuff and trying to clean up and give myself more space. And
yep, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
And, I've also got the...
trying to go into staying more grounded as much as possible.
Okay, so the King of Earth that's come out is saying grounded. It's also saying everything turning out beautifully. It's saying a supportive parent. You feel like your dad was one of your biggest supporters?
Growing up as a child, I did not know my dad.
Okay.
So I found him, though, and he's already passed, but I have, you know, the siblings from him, and then the woman that he was with, and they're really just very amazing people.
Beautiful.
So, and when I went to go visit, the little dog came up and gave me a feather that was probably a turkey feather. And I was like, oh, that was a gift for my dad.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I don't totally feel that too. Just pull the Four of Water for you. It's saying it's the time to move on, choosing to make big life changes, saying that you're on a bit of a spiritual quest.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Yes.
I'm trying to tap more into my intuitive and other things that I'm trying to learn right now.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. So that you will get the answers that you're looking for too. It's just saying don't forget to have gratitude as well, to practice some gratitude and just let the universe know how grateful you are for what you already have. Yeah, it's saying plans that work out perfectly.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, let's see what else we've got. Oh, the cards are flying out. Okay, we've got this transformation card. Okay, a significant life experience that requires changes to be made. Powerful and often unexpected revelations. Breaking free of procrastination. And releasing old belief systems.
Okay.
I've also had the Three of Water just pop out as well. And it's saying news worth celebrating. I just want to see what kind of news that is for you. It won't be a moment. Is someone getting married around you?
Not that I know of at this point.
Okay, I feel like someone's going to say that they're getting married soon. Card's also saying for gratitude. And it's also saying chosen families. But even though you didn't get a chance to actually speak to your dad, I feel like you're going to get to know him more by being around these people.
Totally amazing.
Yeah. How long's it been since he's passed?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Been a long
I've just
time.
Pulled out the page of fire. Is there something that you're passionate about that you're doing or you feel like you should be doing?
Yes.
Okay. Because the card's saying do things that fuel your passions. Allow your creativity to soar. News of exciting opportunities.
Is there anything about the current relationship that I'm in?
Let's have a look for you. Okay. A romantic relationship or deep friendship, awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights. Okay, do you feel like this relationship's nearly over?
It's at a place where there's some definite changes going on.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you could walk or you could stay. You're sort of sitting on the fence.
Yeah, there's some definite.
I feel like there's the card that I've got in front of me is the One of Water, and it says a beautiful new emotional experience. And I feel like that's a whole new relationship coming in for you. I feel like you've sat on the fence too long. I feel like you almost one foot out the door. So if that's the way, there's definitely someone else there for you, you know, if you want to take that. And, it's also saying you've got the magician card. What you need to be accessed will manifest. Magic is alive in your life.
Oh, good.
Okay. The Empress, take time to take action. Give birth to your dreams. Creative projects will be very successful.
That'll be amazing.
They're saying be patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's to do with what you're passionate with.
That'll be amazing
else?
Because it's definitely a dream to do some of the work that I've thought about, but it's like, needing the income to cover, you know, our daily life and activities that we need to do. So, yeah.
Okay. So we've got a very, very powerful new moon coming up over this weekend. And I feel like that's why you've received the magician card. The magician is saying magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it. So work with this new moon coming in over the next couple of days. It's a huge one to be manifesting abundance in, like, money and love. So really focus in on what you want coming into the future, if that makes sense. Using that law of attraction, that really positive mindset over the next couple of days, and really focus in on what you want to be coming into your reality. Because you are the creator. You're creating what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on, you're bringing into your reality. So make sure over the next couple of days you're really honing in on those things.
Okay.
Because the next card is the Three of Fire, abundance from past choices, pride in the success of your labors. Okay, it's saying be patient as you decide what's next. So give yourself time. Are you meditating?
No, but I need to meditate.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like your dad really wants you to know that. Because in that meditation too, you can definitely be having conversations. You can have conversations anytime you like with your dad. But in that meditation, I really feel like you'll be able to hear some of those things that you want to. And ask your dad for help. You know, he's a part of your spirit team. You know, and our spirit team wants to help us in our everyday lives, but can't until we formally invite them to help us. So ask your dad, ask your spirit team to help you in your creative adventures in your love life.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
The Six of Waters also come out here. Yeah, please do. You'll greatly benefit. The Six of Water has popped out and it's saying the return of people or romances from your past. So just have a think about that one that might definitely play into what you've been talking about. The next card that's popped out is saying make a choice. Stop procrastinating or overanalyzing. It's saying get clarity on what you desire, move forward. And you're going to get that clarity in your meditation.
Okay.
Yeah, so really take some time out, even if it's, you know, start with 5 or 10 minutes a day with that meditation. I found it really difficult to meditate at first, so I would just go in with guided. I just Google 10-minute guided meditation and sit with headphones on, and that sort of takes you through the breathing, and then it gives you a nice period of time where you're just in your own thoughts or own silence. And then it sort of brings you out at the end. So if that can help you, please, give that a try. Okay.
Thank you.
Next card that's come out is the Lover's card. The Lover's card's just come out. It's saying make choices from the heart, the Lover's. So really get into that heart space and really decide whether this is the right relationship for you going forward. Because you sound quite young, so I feel like, you know, you've got to, if you were to stay in this present relationship, you're going to be there for quite some time. So really think about this. This is what you want long term, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I've just had the Queen of Fire pop out for you. Brilliant, talented, independent. There is nothing you can't do. Believe in yourself. Never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true.
Fantastic.
Beautiful card. And that's true, you know, never underestimate your ability, because you're, as we were saying earlier, you're the creator. What you're focusing on, what you're thinking about, what you're putting your attention to is creating your daily life. So, and there's nothing you can't do. You've just got to believe in yourself, have that confidence within yourself. And I feel like that's going to just grow stronger and stronger over this year. We are now in the year one, the year of the horse, new beginnings, fresh starts, beautiful things happening this year. So make sure you jump on board and you know, get some for yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. I'll just see what else is coming through for you. So what was it that you're passionate about? What's the thing that you would love to take off?
Going into healing and like card reading and that kind of thing.
Excellent. Perfect. I love this. Okay, so the renewal cards just pop. Time to head in a new direction. Clarity on your purpose. In your heart, you know what to do. Beautiful.
That's wonderful.
The Six of Earth has come out. The good you do comes back to you. Dreamer, a new start. Trust yourself. Push your fears aside and take the leap of faith. This is you. You've got to do this. Absolutely. All right. The Knight of Fire. Okay. I feel like the Knight of Fire is about this new man that you could possibly be coming in for you if you choose. It's saying he's passionate, confident, charismatic. It's saying trust your instincts. And they're saying a passionate relationship. And I feel like that's probably part of what you could be missing in your present relationship, that passion.
Yeah.
So the One of Airs popped out for you, and it's saying brilliant ideas that may need refinement. So just when you do get an idea, just, you know, it might need a little bit of refining to get to what you actually want. But don't dismiss it at all. They're saying remain very much objective and you will win. Okay, the Three of Air. I feel like this is about your dad. Great sadness that will heal with time. Personal growth that comes from challenges. And healing misunderstandings. Is that something with his present family, maybe?
Oh,
is there a misunderstanding, or is it?
I don't have a misunderstanding with any of the people in the family, as far as I know.
Okay.
I have a perspective on, you know, one of them, because I haven't been able to talk to him yet. So that's, you know, it's not.
And maybe that's something. Yeah.
It's just where they're at in life.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, the Seven of Fires popped out telling you to have confidence. Okay.
Okay.
You need to build up your confidence because you've got all of this. You are a highly spiritual person and you're going in the right direction. And, you know, it's all about being your unique self. And, you know, our purpose here to be on planet Earth is just to allow ourselves to be that, you know, that unique self and follow our heart and whatever that may be. And I feel like that's where you're heading, to be just fully in your unique self. And, you know, what better way to do it than to be able to help people as well?
Yes. That's something that
have
I
you been reading
from other people.
Yeah. Have you been reading professionally at all yet?
No, I'm kind of studying it and kind of just getting my toes dipped into it.
Yeah, great.
I got one of the courses off of a site and got really lucky with that because the price was like $400 or something like that, and I got it for $8. So I was like, okay, that's a sign. We got to do this now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah. So you're just working your way through the program. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to learn.
The Two of Airs telling me, say, follow your heart rather than try and make others happy. Okay?
Yeah.
So just do what's in your heart. And, yeah, because, you know, what's the saying that I love is that I don't chase, I attract. And attract by your energy. You know, we're all vibrating at a certain frequency. And the higher we vibrate, you know, people pick up on that energy. And I'm feeling it, like that energy is really beautiful coming from you from here.
Thank you.
Okay. So the Nine of Earth has popped out and it's saying buying yourself something special and happily and successfully self-employed. So I feel like this, you're going to have it as a business. You know, being that like spiritual business where you can be reading, you can be healing, whether you open up a small space, whether that's in your home or whether you share that space with someone where you can do your healings and readings. But I feel like that you will be fully self-employed with those, if that makes sense.
That would be great.
It's also saying enjoy your solitude. So make sure that you're finding that time to give to yourself for solitude. And if you can, be grounding at the same time. So shoes off, feet on earth. As connecting to Mother Earth as much as possible. So the next card that's popped out is a Four of Fire. So much to celebrate. Send gratitude to the divine and the angels for the peace and prosperity coming to you. Peace and contentment in your personal life, which I feel like, you're going to obtain that, absolutely. Oh, and one more card, the Four of Air, insights that come from meditation.
Oh, wow.
As we've been saying, yeah. The need to rest or take a vacation. Have you thought about taking a vacation?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it. Okay, Dad's saying do it. Because there's a bit of mental exhaustion there. You're not sleeping wonderful at the moment?
Am I not feeling wonderful at the moment?
You're not sleeping.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. Not very well.
Yeah, because the card's saying get more sleep.
Okay.
But Kathy, what a beautiful reading for you. All of this, I feel, is coming in perfect timing for you.